Her name is Lauren. She was diagnosed with a tumor in her liver, and about 3 weeks ago she had half her liver removed. So it was wrapped around the portal vein in her liver, and they were able to get 95% of it, and there's still 5% left, but we found out today that what is left is all dead tissue.
We've been in and out of the hospital since April, and it's our whole summer. We haven't done anything this summer except come to Iowa City all the time. I had to quit work when we found out that she had cancer because she's too unpredictable. You just cannot just drop everything and run.
Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
We've talked to a couple doctors and they said that she wasn't supposed to make it this far, and she's made it. She's just going to start her sixth round of chemo tonight, and then we've already had surgery. So, I mean, we've come a long way already. The power of prayer, support, and having a little girl that is just an awesome fighter is just amazing that she won't give up. I mean, she is now 16 months. She has a heart of gold.
It's just wonderful, all the people that's helped us out. We never expected.
Yeah, you do anything for your children. They're sick, you make them better. It don't care how much it costs. Her type of chemo, what she has, we're in here for 6 days. It is, from start to finish, it's like 20 hours a day. So it's a long haul.
Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
With the history of this cancer, it could come back, but so far it's looking like pretty good odds that